I am Plant on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. A holiday tradition in Vancouver is the annual production of The Nutcracker put on by the Go Ballet. This year it's on at the Centre for the Performing Arts Thursday, the 15th of September to, the 15th of December to Sunday, the 18th of December, with evening performances at 7:30 and on the Saturday and Sunday a matinee at 2. Joining me now to preview the production is Chan Han Go, the executive producer of the show and a former prima ballerina with the National Ballet of Canada. The website for tickets and more information is more information on the show is at gonutcracker.com. That's all one word. Whether you're a dance aficionado or it'll be a first time for someone like me, they say there's something for everyone in this production. I've heard from people who've seen the show previously. There are elaborate sets and lavish costumes. Live music will be performed by the Vancouver Opera Orchestra. As well, the show features principal dancers from the American Ballet Theatre. Chan Han Go retired from the National Ballet of Canada in 2009 after 20 years with the company. She was born in Beijing but immigrated with her family at a young age. Her parents, both dancers, founded the Go Ballet Academy here in Vancouver. Please welcome to the Plant on the Line program, Chan Han Go. Good morning, Ms. Go.
Hello, Joe.
Thanks for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure.
So dance was a big part of your growing up. I understand that you have a young son. Is it for him, too?
Well, you know, both my husband, myself, as well as my mom and dad come from this dance community. And so it was natural, I guess, for my son to be surrounded by performing arts. Although, you know, it certainly didn't get any sort of nudges from me. Every time he listens to music or sees people dance, he has this will to want to join in, and he actually really loves it. So we'll see how far and what that takes, where that takes him. But yes, he's starting to do a bit of dance class now. He's 5.
Yeah. Now, when you were growing up, because your parents were dancers, did you come to it naturally on your own, or did they nudge you?
Oh, actually, for me as well, my parents really tried to steer me away from dance for the sort of the same reason, is just to make sure that I had a well-balanced, you know, extracurricular outside of school life. And so they introduced me to piano and singing and a couple of different sporting activities. But I don't know, I somehow was always drawn to dance, and so it was of my own free will that I asked to do more dancing, and then at about age 11 started to want to do it on a more serious note and pursue it as a career path.
Yeah, and so you retired now from the National Ballet. Do you miss it at all?
Well, I miss the life of the dancer. I mean, you know, I think it's such a privilege to have been able to do what you love to do and also make a living out of it. You know, like most people think of dance as, you know, what they do in terms of entertainment or fun. And for me, I had fun all the time. And it was my profession and my love, and so to be recognized for that was a really privilege, and so I feel very fortunate. And so the life of a dancer, you know, when you are getting ready and preparing and rehearsing, and then those moments on stage are the moments that you live for. And so, you know, now that I'm producing, I try to create those memorable experiences for all the dancers involved. And this year we've got a cast of over 200 dancers. Nice. Over the course of the 6 shows. So creating the memorable experience of having them work with live orchestra, with, you know, following the tempos that the conductor gives, and then to share the stage with incredible guest artists from American Ballet Theatre, you know, to create this mentorship kind of opportunity. I think those are going to be the inspirational highlights that I hope will stay with them for their whole life.
You said 200 dancers for each show, or is that over the 6?
We'll have a good 100, over 100 per show, but because we have various casts, so over the course of the 6 shows, we'll have featured over 200 dancers.
And so how many years has the company been putting on the Nutcracker?
So the Go Ballet first premiered our version of the Nutcracker in 2009, and this will be our 3rd year mounting it for our Vancouver audience.
Yeah, and it's a hit, isn't it?
Yes, well, you know, incredible. We feel really fortunate to have had so much community support. It is something that I hope the 3 generations of the family will be able to do together, and it's something to kick off the holiday season.
Now, the students that are part of the Go Ballet Academy, are they part of the production too? How does that work?
Yes, because there are a lot of young roles, like little mice or little lambs or the tin soldiers. They're all being casted from a pool of students who are pursuing dance, and the youngest of that lot would be age 6, and then right up to sort of 16, 17. We do have an open audition. Usually it will be in May, where we have an open call, and anybody wanting a part can come and audition. So you don't necessarily have to be with the Go Ballet Academy to get a part in the production of the Nutcracker. We really want to create this experience for the entire community.
So you're the executive producer of the show. What's involved in a role like that? Are you choreographing it? I guess.
Oh gosh, where do I start? What's involved? I do a lot, but I'm not the choreographer. The choreographer for the Nutcracker is Anna Marie Holmes, who is a native of Mission, BC. But throughout the course of her career, it's she's had a lot of firsts. She was the artistic director of the Boston Ballet for many years and is really well known in our dance world. She has never choreographed anything for her native province of BC, and when we had the plans to move forward and to create a Vancouver Nutcracker, she was very enthusiastic to come on board and work with our dancers and to shape this this collaborative process.
So during performances during the show, are you backstage or are you in the house or?
So I'm backstage until about a 5-minute call and making sure, checking up on every little thing. But I'm also there for the course of the day when we have our rehearsal. So I would be making sure all the lighting cues are in sync with the musical cues, and then the drops are being pulled and flown up at the right time, and just overseeing all aspects of it, you know, making sure the costume changes are happening the way they're supposed to, and that people are making it back on stage, and if there are problems or things that need to be resolved, then I would be the one to step in and have to make that decision. You know, what do we do about this? You know, how do we overcome this? You know, and you just can't tell I never know what's going to come up from the moment that I wake up the day of the show to the end of the show. You just have to be ready to deal with everything.
Yeah. And you're involved day to day with the Academy, are you?
I am. I also run the day-to-day operations of the school, of the academy, the Go Ballet Academy. So that means making sure that all the classes are flowing well, and answering parent inquiries or looking after, individual needs of, which variation should someone do, where should we introduce our graduate which company should I write a reference letter to? You know, it's a huge span of taking them from their first ballet class right through to helping them find a job.
And have you found that there's a greater interest in ballet? I mean, in popular culture, we had Black Swan last year.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people were talking about ballet, and you saw a lot of it on television and the sort. Does that translate to people coming into the school?
I'm not sure if it so much translates into a bigger enrollment, but I hope that it translates into a more and bigger audience for productions such as ours. You know, that, you know, they've seen a glimpse of ballet, even though it's a psycho thriller, so not all ballets are scary or
right. Psychotic
like that.
Yeah.
But they know a glimpse of it, and it's a lure, and it's how much it can captivate. And so to come and see it live and experience it live, hopefully Hollywood, and with also, you know, shows on TV such as So You Think You Can Dance, will bring more audiences into live performances.
Now, you talked about missing the dancer's life. Is it a glamorous life, and is it anything like we saw in that movie?
It's a little bit, although Hollywood tends to exaggerate. It's not so glamorous because you wake up pretty sore every morning from the hours of practice the day before, and it's, you know, it's really about personal best and achieving something and having this goal and living out your passion. That is what it is. Harder to put into words than to physically speak it with your body, you know. It's something that only you as a dancer will know, the gratification and satisfaction that you get from performing, from you know, reaching out to an audience through movement. And it can be quite self-indulgent because you're, you know, as a dancer, doing it for yourself, but allowing the audience to watch your process.
And it involves a great deal of discipline, I'm assuming, right?
Absolutely. It's that drive. It's that self-motivation in the drive, and to not give up, because, you know, I think dancers are the most critical of themselves, and plus on top of that, you know, your coaches and your directors are constantly going to tell you you can do better, and that's their job, is to get you better. So you're constantly getting these feedbacks that, you know, hopefully will help you then, but to be strong enough to have that confidence to actually try more. Harder.
Yeah, and when people come to the school, people come to the Go Ballet Academy, do you find that anyone can dance ballet, or is that something that you can be taught, or are we going back to what you were talking about, the passion and the drive?
Well, no, you know, and it's interesting because when you think back to when we were 4 or 5 years old, I mean, nobody knows what they're good at. Nobody knows what they really want to do, but if there's an appeal or you just like to move, then they come for a dance class. And I also truly believe that you get exposed to a good teacher and that someone can nurture that passion and bring that out of you and bring the best out of you and to make you love to dance more. And it's a complete education, you know, not just teaching you the steps, but cultivating that love of dance.
You, when you retired in 2009 from the National Ballet, that made a lot of news, and I remember reading about it at the time. There was mention of a car accident. Did that precipitate the retirement, or?
It was a multitude of various reasons. You know, I was so, as I said before, fortunate to have had this full career and had danced all of my favorite roles and guested with so many wonderful companies, had all these different dance partners that inspired me, and just had a great time. And at the time that I decided to retire, I was a mother of a 2-year-old. I was starting to have other interests and, you know, other priorities, if you will. And I knew that as a dancer, your first priority had to be dance. So I started to think about these other things and also weighing in my age and what else I wanted to do with my life. And then this thought process was compounded by this car accident, which made my dance life that much harder because I was in physio 3 times a week and I had a lot of maintenance work to do. And so I guess it just propelled a little bit my actions to retire from the stage. And I did not want to overstay my welcome. I wanted to end on a high note.
And so everything's okay with you now, right?
Yeah, I'm doing a lot better. I mean, I still do a lot of strengthening. I go for my weekly Pilates and my strengthening sessions, and but I'm not as hard on my body anymore. I don't have to do these extreme steps that, you know, need me to bend my back and to, you know, constantly be in the spotting for my turns and to be, like, resisting my own weight with a partner. So that's eased off, and so it's helped with the recovery process as well.
When you're dancing with a partner, the relationship that one has with their partner, I'm assuming it's close because there's a lot of, you know, you're playing roles and there's also trust and the sort. Do you have to like them?
Do you have to like them?
Is that the like do you hang out with them off stage and things like that? Or
actually, no. I mean, I think it helps if you get along with your partner, and I think the mutual respect has to be there before you can really develop a relationship, right? There has to be so much trust, and I remember thinking one time. In the end, you know, you can, you know, step out of the rehearsal studio, you know, get off stage, and it's really hard to put what you have just gone through into words and share with anyone else. And the preparation, the moments before stepping on stage, you know that perhaps the only other person in the world that is feeling exactly the way you're feeling may be your partner. And so that connection is there, you know, and that closeness is there. But, you know, whatever you might think of your partner as a person, I think we tend to leave personalities outside the door when we get into a rehearsal and you concentrate on the work, and that helps the process a lot. And like I said, it does help if you get along, so it makes it the communications that much easier, and the partnership, it's really important. I mean, it's like to be believable on stage, right? And I'm playing Juliet and my partner is playing Romeo. I mean, to create that chemistry, there has to be a lot. And how you find that, it's different with everyone.
Now, with the production of The Nutcracker that opens on the 15th and runs to the 18th of December, I read somewhere online today, I think it was on Twitter, that Fred Lee will be participating in one of the shows?
Yes, isn't that great fun? Fred is actually going to be our celebrity guest on the Saturday evening. Oh, sorry, Saturday matinee performance. Saturday evening performance. So we're so excited because we're going to be featuring a few celebrities in the community to come on as a walk-on guest in our party scene.
Yeah.
And we thought that Fred would be just a great choice to have around on stage and have him share that, share the spotlight.
Yeah. And in previous years, you've had people from television and the sort, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
From some news anchors, and this year we've got some radio celebrities as well. So, yeah. No, it'll be. It's still my aim, though, Joe, to get a hockey player on stage.
Ah, yeah. Yes. Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah. So there is something for everyone in the show, right?
Yes. You know, we've got these truly amazing principal dancers from the American Ballet Theatre coming, and they will be doing the principal parts, the Sugar Plum Fairy and the Prince Cavalier. And then we've got some wonderful award-winning soloists that will be doing, like, the Snow Queen and Snow King, as well as some young gymnasts who will be tumbling out of this huge skirt in the part of Mother Ginger. And then, oh, the list goes on and on, magicians, ballroom, you know, dancers. And, yeah, it's a feast for the eyes.
It'll be my first time at the Nutcracker, so I'm looking forward to it. I usually tell theatrical people when they're on the program to break a leg, but I guess I can't say that to a dancer, can I?
What would be a good saying? We usually say mared.
Exactly, yeah. Thanks for this, Chen.
Thank you so much, Joe.
The Go Ballet production of the Nutcracker is at the Center for the Performing Arts, Thursday the 15th to Sunday the 18th. There are evening performances every night at 7:30, and there are matinees on the Saturday and the Sunday at 2. GoNutcracker.com is the website for tickets and more information. Chan Hon Go, the executive producer of the show, is on the line in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Plante.